And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And we saw the Avengers.
Avengers Infinity War.
We saw it.
War. Infinity War.
No spoilers.
Infinity War. We saw that 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
yesterday.
9 o'clock on a Saturday. Because I like to go to movies really early because it's not as crowded.
Yeah.
And then you have your whole day to do whatever you want.
Yes, you do.
Which was kind of exciting.
Shout out. I don't know. Do they have other movies running that early, right?
You know, I don't know if they sometimes. I think it depends on the theater. But Beach City seems to have stuff at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. So we, that was really... dope.
Yeah, because we did not see it in 3D.
No, I don't see it in 3D. I don't need to see it coming at me. I get it. I think only this movie. I remember we saw
Drive Angry. In
Drive
3D
Angry
because that was
the
only
option.
One? I saw How to Train Your Dragon in 3D.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I've seen many movies in 3D. I'm literally can only as far as like contemporary movies. Like maybe when I was a kid, maybe I saw something in 3D.
Sure.
I don't remember, but as far as like the actual current 3D experience, I think Drive Angry might be the only one.
I think Drive Angry, How to Train Your Dragon, and I feel like I might have seen one other one that.
Did
I've
you
seen.
See Avatar like that? I didn't see.
No,
Avatar
I saw.
Like that.
I didn't see Avatar in the theater.
Okay, neither did I.
I don't know. I feel like there's one
or
more.
Did I? No, I
didn't. I didn't. I feel like there's one more that I saw in 3D, and I just it gives me a headache. It strains my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I definitely can't remember too many movies I saw in 3D.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really fucking matter because it doesn't matter. I don't care.
No, I don't want to see it.
I'm good without it. So, but yeah, we saw Avengers and
no spoilers.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
So we're not going to say. What I am going to say. I realized it was super long. I don't know if I felt like it was super long.
Oh, I did.
You did.
I was falling asleep.
Yeah, for
granted,
me,
it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we literally woke up, took a shower, and went to the movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And I didn't get to have any coffee.
No, we didn't have any coffee, which was such a bummer. We could have had coffee there, but their coffee's not very good.
No.
Yeah, so I personally didn't feel like it was super long.
Uh-huh.
I do feel, because I realize the way it ended is because we are setting up the second movie.
Right.
Okay? I get it. I don't like that. I would have rather had this been released as like a 5-hour extravaganza with an intermission in the middle.
That would have been
nice. And you could have charged me for more. That would have been fine. I would have paid double ticket price because it's technically two movies.
Yeah.
I think I would have appreciated that better because I don't want to wait another year
that's
to see
this. That's more
money,
too.
Yeah.
That's like the most money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like you want to make
it. I don't want to wait another year because you know what's going to happen and be like, wait, what happened in the first one? And you know I'm not going to go watch it again.
No.
And I don't know if a lot of people are. I mean, maybe some are, but for me, I would have rather had it just be one big, huge movie. Give me an intermission in the middle and then let me go back. And because I missed that typical, like, super pumped, like, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
It kind of was a bummer at the end.
Well,
understandably, because we're setting up the next movie.
The way that the source material goes, too, it is kind of a bummer. And I do appreciate that sort of decision to do that and have us go into the next, you know, part of the movie and, you know, in the Marvel universe, the MCU, as being like, oh, well, this happened. This is a bummer.
Yeah.
So now we got to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to have seen it. I don't know where I really was gonna go with this, but it was interesting too because when you watch the movie, it's clearly Thanos's movie.
Yes,
that's something that kind of occurred to me partway through, and I was like, oh shit, this is like about Thanos.
Yeah, this is his movie,
which is actually kind of great because we already know all those other dipshits.
Yeah, we already know the heroes.
All these other
we
Marvel
have seen
characters.
Their struggles.
And Thanos has shown up a few times and been like, bleh. Yeah, but this is where we get to really see what's up with him. You know, at least in terms of like his current motive, you know, his current path.
We really get a motivation for him.
Yeah, we get
a reason for his motivation, which I appreciate.
They do, yeah, and they don't really go too depth into some of the other stuff that I'm used to when I read Thanos, when I'm reading about Thanos. But there's some beats they hit, some stuff that they hit too, which is what I love about these Marvel movies, that there are moments that you'll be watching these movies and they'll hit like a panel or just something from a source material,
mm-hmm,
that is just it's just fucking cool.
Yeah,
because you're like, oh, I remember where that came from.
Right,
and there is some stuff with Thanos for people that are fans of Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be on the lookout for it if you read it. I don't want to give anything away, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
At least in my mind, it is. I mean, I know some people, hopefully, you know, for us old nerds, you know, we appreciate it. I won't say the things I liked about it. I mean, I liked some of the difficult choices they made. Mm-hmm. I mean, just very, you know, like, hey, we're not fucking around here.
No.
So,
and that is evident from the very beginning of the movie.
The very beginning.
That there are not going to be any punches pulled. They are not fucking around. And they're not going to spare people's feelings,
yeah,
for any reason whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, they don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Which I really appreciate.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. Because
a lot of times they'll be like, no, we can't do that. The fans will be upset. This movie's like, fuck you.
Right.
I don't care. This is how this goes. Which I really appreciated. I did. I was like, okay, so they've got the balls to do this.
Yeah. There's that, and then there's also...
I was going to say, they also have the trust of the audience,
mm-hmm,
because they've built it up for so long,
uh-huh,
that you know that even though shit's going down, shit's, you know, probably in the second one going to work out.
Maybe,
maybe. Who knows? We don't know.
We'll see where it's headed.
But at the same time, it's like, well, all right, you can. It's not like DC, where if DC did this, you'd be like, wait. You guys haven't done shit yet.
DC tried to do it within two movies.
That's the problem.
You know, they went from like Man of Steel and then they're like, oh, here's Batman. Now fucking Superman's dead. Okay, guys, everybody start crying. Get ready for Justice
League.
Whoa,
hold on. Let's back up.
Get out of here.
Like, no one's invested in this shit.
It's like, nobody cares.
In Marvel, you're like, okay, I'm invested in this. I trust you. You've been working towards this. All right, let's see where we're going to go.
Yeah. And then also I was going to say.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. Trying to think. There was something I was going to say about... There was a lot of tension because you know that the mission of the movie is for Thanos to find all those stones.
Sure.
And he starts out the movie, I think he has like two.
I think he might only have one at the beginning.
Is it just one?
Yeah.
However, though, the problem with that is there's also, like, you spend some of this movie trying to figure out, like, okay, so they put this one here and this one here. When did this one go there? Like,
I really could have used
that.
A primer on like where they all were.
Yeah,
some of them they're like,
yeah,
oh, they're like, these stones are on Earth, and I'm like, wait, who has which ones now?
Right, like I know, obviously and there's
like,
you know,
Vision has one, Vision obviously. Has one, but Doctor Strange has one, obviously.
Well, actually, I didn't remember that.
Really?
I for some reason that slipped my mind where they're like, he's got like, oh, he's like, oh, I got the stone here in the Eye of Amagato, and I'm like, he does.
Oh, yeah. No,
I
did remember that. I was like, oh, that's right. He has an Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
Obviously, Vision has an Infinity Stone. That is not a spoiler.
But then there's like, they're like, oh, the Collector has one.
Which and, I kind of remember.
Well, I'm trying to remember because I thought they stole it from him.
That's what I forgot because it was like, okay, at the end of Guardians. Here's the thing. I haven't watched any of these movies again except for Iron Man and Civil War.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't remember most of like what's going on, like except vaguely. So I was like, okay, I remember at the end of Guardians, there is an Infinity Stone and there is a dance-off. And
right,
I'm
but
like,
then they get
did that go to the Collector? I don't remember.
See, that's the thing. I couldn't remember.
I couldn't
like,
remember where
I
it went.
Who that went to?
And I'm like, it must
Guardians
have.
Two, or I don't know.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, where did that stone go? I don't even remember where it went.
Yeah, so I didn't know that. And there was another one too. Well, the one with the fucking. I'm just gonna call him Yoda.
Yeah.
credit to our friend
Nick Prom,
friend of the show, Comic Reflections. Fucking Yoda is hanging.
Oh, I forgot that completely.
That's when I started falling asleep.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
At first I was like, that's not the same. Oh, no, that's right. Oh, I don't remember that, but okay. But again, that movie came out in like 2009 or something, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's it's something from years ago. Yeah,
and so. I was like, oh.
Granted, that's the thing. That's how long these movies have been.
That's the thing, because we were talking about that. We're like, we saw the first Iron Man in theaters.
Yeah.
We went on a date to see that.
Yeah, that was like when we first started getting
together. That's when we first got together. We have been together for a decade.
Us and the Avengers. The Avengers should come to like a dinner with us to celebrate.
They really should.
Guys, you want to go to like
we've been together. Yeah, because I remember that. I was like, oh man, we're gonna go see this movie together.
Yeah,
and we bought tickets and we went to see Iron Man.
Because Iron Man was the start of it, and then Hulk came out, which I didn't see. But that doesn't make any sense to see it though.
It's not technically canon.
It's not technically canon except for the shit at the end.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Yeah, nobody cares.
But I mean. Obviously, everybody's going to see it.
Yeah.
If they're listening to the show, they probably already have or have plans to see it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. Well, actually, I want to say real quick, things that really annoyed me was the humor.
There were parts where it was perfect.
There were parts, yes.
There were parts where the humor was perfect. There is one specific scene, which I know we have already talked about, but I'm not going to mention it. Outright, there's a specific scene where you have this very touching emotional moment.
Yeah, but
it's absolutely spoiled
right
at the end by just dumb bullshit.
Yeah, well, I gotta say overall, like Drax.
Yeah,
like they've taken it to. They started this with Guardians 2, and they're just kind of running with it, and it sucks.
Yeah, that's the thing. It got too much because Drax in the first Guardians was funny. Because he took everything literally.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that's funny. And it's like one of those things that they didn't realize how funny it was going to be. So then they double downed on it in the second movie.
Yeah.
Which was like, okay, that's not technically how it was, but all right, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
And then this one, you're just like, oh, Drax is just dumb.
Yeah.
He's it's not that he takes everything literally. He's literally a moron.
Yeah, I think he's
I think that's the problem. Now we've gone to Drax is a complete idiot.
So it's kind of hard for me because that's the thing. It's like now it's hard for me to be like, well, this character has like these strong convictions to seek, you know, revenge and, you know, just being Drax.
He's just stupid.
Now he's just an idiot.
Yeah,
and that just really frustrates me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But then whatever, you're gonna do what you're gonna do. I mean, Dave Bautista, you know, I think he deserves a little bit better.
I kind of wish they would find a balance between where he was in one and where he was in two.
Yeah,
because I enjoyed him when he was taking everything very literally, because there's so many weird turns of phrase in the English language that to an outsider make no sense. Yeah. And to just keep hitting him with those and having him react to them or having him say them backwards or misusing them, I think is very funny.
Yeah.
Because he takes everything literally.
Yeah.
But now you have him just kind of weird and wacky.
I'm not a fan. I mean, like in the first movie when he's like, it's like, oh, this is over your head. It's like, nothing go over my head. My reflexes are too fast.
And that was fantastic. Like, that was great. I loved it.
Yeah. No, but now they're just being stupid. And you know, they're doing stuff with Groot, and Groot's a teenager, you know.
Yeah, which is fine.
Whatever.
That didn't bother me.
There's some stuff where he, you know, proves to be useful and stuff, but it's just... Yeah. I don't know. There's a Stan Lee cameo. They get that out of the way pretty early.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And it's not anything where it's like, hey, are you here, guys?
No, I think that was a pretty good cameo, actually.
Pretty good cameo. I kinda hope that given
The one in Ragnarok was garbage.
Yeah.
Where he's like the barber.
Yeah.
That was stupid. This one's good.
This one was perfect, yeah.
And the one in Homecoming.
It makes sense because the one in Homecoming and the one in this one could actually be, you could actually kind of trace that thread of him being a citizen.
Uh-huh.
And him make those things
work. It could be the same character.
It could all be the same character. Yeah. However, you know, I do hope though that there's a moment, and I'm disappointed that there wasn't anything going on in at the end. The way that it ends, and it's just a bunch of Stan Lees being involved. that would have been really funny, because that actually would have been a great promo.
Yeah,
that would have been a great cameo where he's just like, I don't want to. It sucks because I don't want to spoil it.
I know.
But I just want to be like Excelsior, and
Yep. Whatever. Oh, that would have been funny, actually.
Because it would have been like, oh, shit, that happened. So, yeah. But, you know, you go check it out. It's worth your time, you know, because it's Avengers.
I would say for me, like, if I was going to give it a letter grade, I'd give it, like, a B minus.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably go B plus, if not A minus.
I think just for me, the reason it's a B minus is because I really don't want to wait for the next one.
Yeah, I think that is frustrating.
That's what's frustrating for me. It's not, and I know that's kind of a shitty thing to do to like knock it down because of that.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah, but that's really where I am. I was like, okay, watch this, and now I have to wait, and I don't like it. So
I don't want to wait.
I don't want to.
Actually, neither do I.
Yeah.
Because now I wanted to see the rest of it.
I just want to see the whole thing.
All the ones that are coming out, I want to see them now.
Yes.
And then all these people, I just want to see them now and just want to be like, okay.
Yeah, and be like, all right, I saw those things.
All right, we're good.
Those are things I saw.
Now I can move on the rest of my life.
Obviously, there is a tag.
Yeah, there's a tag, yeah.
Of course, at the end, you want to make sure you stay for that.
I thought we were going to get one.
I didn't, you know what? That would have been a fucking boss move if they did that. They're like, fuck you, no tag. But they did, and it's good. I was kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of exciting.
Yeah, we're good. We got some. They're going in a direction.
Yeah. So yeah.
So we'll see how that happens. So I guess that's it on Infinity War part. It's not even really part one. Is the second one called Infinity War Part Two? Or they
no?
Call it like,
there's a different. They have a different name for it, and I can't remember what it's called.
Infinity Fight.
Yeah.
Infinity.
I will say, though, there is a moment at the climax where Thanos says something to one of the characters, and I was like, it's fucking badass. That was just so great, and I loved it.
Oh, you'll have to remind me.
I will remind you. When we take our break, I'll tell you.
Oh.
But I saw that, and I was like, that's right.
I think I might know.
I'm
vaguely remembering because I was half asleep watching this movie. I was falling asleep. It was kind of like, I'm going to get cozy.
I was awake.
I don't know what my problem was.
Really? Because it's a very intense movie.
But I was tense, but then I was also like parts where I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to sleep. And then I woke up.
Where we saw Yoda?
Yeah, that was I was just like, you know what?
That was fucking weird.
I'm out.
Because I was just like, I don't remember.
I was actually thinking about trying to get like kind of cozy. Just like,
I'm glad we didn't go to the one with the reclining.
Oh, I would have been.
You would have been out. Completely.
If I was in a reclining seat, if I was in a like a fancy seat, I would have been asleep. I would have been asleep. If it was early in the morning,
are you telling me no more movies at 9 o'clock?
No, we'll keep doing it. I just think
I like an early morning movie.
I enjoyed it too.
And I'm a morning person.
There were a bunch of kids there still, but it was kind of funny because you see actually some kids.
There was a kid I was laughing at. He was very funny because there was this family sitting in front of us. Mom, dad, two kids going to see Infinity War. Kid super psyched for it, right?
Yeah.
The Deadpool trailer comes on.
Oh, that's right, Deadpool 2, yeah.
Not the red band one, actually, obviously, but the Deadpool trailer comes on. And it's funny, of course. And this kid's just like, hey, dad. And the dad's like, what? And he's like, I didn't laugh at that at all because you wouldn't let me see Deadpool. And I was like, that kid's, he's got a fucking attitude and I like it. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, man. I'm actually looking forward to that. That is Rob Delaney, by the way.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Rob Delaney.
He who plays Peter.
Peter, just
he
the
looks
guy
too
with...
fat, though.
Well, maybe he put on some weight for it. I don't know.
I guess. I always assumed Rob Delaney was much more, he's tall, but I always assumed him to be a bit thinner.
Yeah, maybe he put some weight on for it, or maybe they CGI'd him.
Oh, they CGI'd fat?
I don't know.
Well, they'll do anything.
I haven't seen a picture of him in a while.
Oh, is he Gary Oldman-ing it?
He might be. That might be a fat suit.
Guys, it's very important in this Deadpool movie. We have Rob Delaney, comedian Rob Delaney, in a fat suit.
I'm actually very excited for Deadpool.
Yeah,
which is next month. Fuck.
I know. I thought it wasn't until November.
I did too.
Well, because what happened was they released this poster, which I think was actually around November. And it was around Thanksgiving, and they had a picture of them all like at a Thanksgiving table.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, oh, this is coming. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's coming in November.
Yeah.
But then apparently it's coming out in May.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, great. All right, great. Yeah. I'll go see it.
What I noticed about that trailer, because I saw the, obviously, like the red band one where, you know, there's swearing and blood. There's that one part, you know, where Cable starts shooting at him.
Yeah.
And he's got his swords. And he's like, come on, One-Eyed Willie. And they start like doing the thing. And they show it from the side, and in the red band trailer, you can see the blood going behind Deadpool as he gets hit. In the trailer we saw in the theater, there was no blood.
Oh, they fixed that?
Yeah. I was like, obviously for the children, there was no blood.
Hey, Dad, I didn't laugh at that trailer.
Because of you.
Because of you.
I was like, that's really funny, kid.
That's funny.
He was like, keep working on your tight five, kid.
Kid, I hope your father takes you to go to see all those movies. Now that he knows that you're a comedian.
Yeah. That was really funny.
What else did I want to say about this weekend? Or did we do anything else other than see movies?
I feel like last weekend we just ran around like crazy.
We went to see a concert last night.
We did. We went to go see Covenant, which I love. They're one of those crazy industrial bands that I'm into.
Yeah.
So we went down to some warehouse in downtown LA.
Literally a warehouse
to go see this show. And it was fun. You know, it's kind of one of those things that I haven't been to a show like that in so long. I mean, that's literally all I did from like the time I was about 18 to the time I was about 21 was just go to these fucking shows.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to one in so long. So I'm
the last time we went to one was one for
VNV Nation.
VNV.
But I mean, like, I used to go, like, I'm talking like 3-4 shows a month.
Yeah, no.
Back in the day, I'm sure.
Back in the early late 90s, early aughts, you know, I was, you know, you're just like me, you know, you were young and just like, fuck, I'll go to shows.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of times it was like, here, would you like to pay $5 to go see the show? And I was like, yes, I do. And I mean, like, that's literally all I did with my time.
Go to shows.
Yeah, I went to so many shows.
I did all sorts of metal shows in Buffalo, and I would just be all around there. And it's like, oh, I got this show, I got that show.
Yeah, I was always at these goth industrial shows and stuff. So I haven't done it in a long time. And you know, back then it was like, well, what am I going to wear? I got to wear something. I don't have any of my shit anymore.
No.
All my goth shit's gone because I'm, you know, almost fucking 40.
Not that that
stopped people, because I was like, oh my God, we're like the old people here. And then I was like, no, we're not. There are tons of old people here.
No, it was all old people.
There were a couple young people, but most of them were like people our age. And I was like, we're fine. No, but some of them were like, we are dedicated to the life. We are going to wear the gear. Like everybody got kitted up and they went out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, but not everybody, because there were people like us who were just like, we're in jeans. We're the old people.
We were wearing black.
I had a shirt that had a cape on it. It was pretty great. I love my cape shirt. But yeah, so we were there, and it was good. It was fun, and it was enjoyable. Covenant doesn't come to the U.S. a ton, so it was kind of nice to see them.
Yeah,
I've never seen them before.
Really?
Yeah, never seen Covenant before, because they don't come here that often. They're from like Sweden or something.
Did you get your fill?
I did get my fill. I think the only thing that was a pain in the ass for me is, holy fuck, did my feet start hurting.
Yeah.
Because I had shitty shoes on, and that was a mistake.
Well, that also, too, the second band that we saw, this band called Grendel.
I had never seen Grendel before, so I'd never heard them either.
Yeah.
So, and they weren't bad. I think this is something that maybe if I, like, the sound was a little funky for me.
Well, it was just loud.
It was super loud. We wore earplugs because, you know, we're old.
Old.
But there was also like a reverb on the vocals.
Yeah.
Especially for Grendel. So I don't know if it was they did that or where we were standing
on the side of the stage. I think maybe we were standing in the front of it.
Might have been different. So it was kind of hard to hear. Like he would stop and talk to the audience and it would be like, it was this weird thing. Yeah. So that was kind of difficult, but I was like, maybe I can check him out later. But anyway, you were saying,
I was just going to say like, that was like a thing too, where the band just kept on playing, but for some reason the singer kept saying he'd get the end of the song and he'd say but the song wouldn't be over. He'd be like, thank you or whatever, or he'd start talking.
Yes,
and then everybody start clapping and cheering, and then they go into,
and then
like,
there's 30 more seconds of song.
There's a whole bunch of song, and it's like it got to the point where I felt they were playing like so long.
Yes,
and I was like, I don't know if they're done.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll never be done.
That was the thing. Because when we got towards the end, I was like, this has to be the last song. It has to be. Then and I don't know if the guy was just like super excited because he was like, hey, LA, how you doing? Everybody's like, yay. And then like literally asked us that every fucking song. How you doing, LA? We're like, we are doing the same. the last 5 minutes you asked us, we're still the same.
Oh, man, it's
thumbs
too
up. Too but bad. he would like do the song and he'd be like, thank you. And everybody start clapping. And then he'd keep singing the same song. And I was like, wait, it's not over. So you never knew when to start clapping, unless he just says thank you in every song. I don't know. I don't know much about them. So that that was kind of a weird... Yeah, maybe... I mean, you know, maybe...
How do you do in L.A.? It's like, you have to ask us. Somebody's like, I changed. I'm sad now.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are great, L.A. Let me introduce everybody. Let's play another song and let me introduce them again.
I was like, yeah. I was like, we already met these people.
Yeah.
I already know who that guy
is. Neil on Keys. I'm like, I got it. Neil on Keys.
Yay. Good, thank you, Neil. Yeah, Neil's great.
He was very excited. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. I don't know much about them, so I don't know. Maybe this is the only show they're playing in the U.S.
It might be.
Maybe they were super psyched to be on with Covenant. I don't know, because Covenant's a big band. So I don't know. It was an experience, though, so that was kind of fun.
Jen and Sean's goth adventures.
I really liked it. I liked to just sit around. Like, literally, people would walk by me, and I'd be like, I love everything you're wearing. You look fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. There was, like, this guy literally head to toe in white, and I was like, that's the gothest fucking thing I've ever seen.
he was a guy with long hair, right?
Yeah,
he looked like John Lennon when he's wearing all that white. And I was like, oh, is that Jesus?
And I was just kind of like, you know what? That's the fucking gothest thing I've ever seen. Everybody else here in black, and you're walking around head to toe in white.
That's pretty funny.
I love it.
I guess that's how you become more goth, is by wearing all white.
You've transcended.
Because it's something where, like, you walk around with a certain confidence.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, fuck it, I'm wearing white. And everybody's like, oh shit, that guy's so goth.
Yeah, you're like, oh fuck, man, you're really going for it.
You went completely around the color spectrum.
He really did. He was like, this is, I got this arc. I was really excited about that, actually.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot more reading lately,
mm-hmm.
because I've been going through that stack that we got from the book fair last time.
Yes.
And there's been some doozies in there. We're actually going to read one from this stack.
Oh, man.
Which is exciting, because I'm actually like, oh, okay, I'll read through this. If it sucks, I get rid of it. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and then we'll move on. But it's interesting. It's keeping me interested, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've read a few things, so I'm happy about that. And I also watched John Morrison's movie, the wrestler John Morrison.
That looked like it was shot on an iPhone.
It probably was. A movie called Boone the Bounty Hunter.
Boo.
And it's just...
He never wore sleeves.
I think I can almost confirm. I think I can confirm. I don't think he wore a single sleeve. Not even a short sleeve.
Yeah, no sleeves. Everything had the sleeves ripped off.
Either he was sleeveless or shirtless.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, John Morrison, and he is, you know, in the best shape.
Sure.
You know, and he does parkour and stuff, and he's really talented, but yeah.
Yeah, so. But when your character is sitting in a boardroom, you should probably have sleeves.
Well, he wasn't parkouring either, so I was bored.
It was really weird, because he's like just sitting there in a boardroom, and it was just like he's just wearing like a vest.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's a weird movie. What's the deal is, like, the idea is that he's a bounty hunter, like dog's bounty hunter, but like he's a TV guy, you know, TV bounty hunter.
Uh-huh.
So, and for some reason, instead of like finding real criminals, he just hunts down like celebrities or like random ass people that do like petty crimes or just have like too many parking tickets that they haven't paid.
Yeah.
And he'll backflip on them and shit when he starts chasing like Kevin Sorbo. And then
I just love the idea that somebody's just standing there and somebody just backflips into them.
No, that's the thing. Like, he'll chase after them, like, because Kevin Sorbo,
which means he would have to walk up to that person, turn around, and then flip on them.
Well, usually he's flipping off of something else.
I just love the idea of like somebody just being like, oh wait, there's that guy. Walk, walk, walk. Turn, flip.
Yeah, yeah. But no, he like does a lot of things where he does fucking. Does like corkscrew dives on people, and I'm like, you're gonna kill these people.
Yep.
Like, you should might as well go to jail. But it's on Netflix. Check it out if you're so inclined. So let's take our break.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
R. What's that stand for? Robin.
Hello, everyone. This is Rob Myers, and I'd like to invite you to check out my podcast called Robin. Everyone loves the Drake.
Rob, are you gonna take out the trash?
I'm right in the middle of recording an ad for my podcast. I'll do it in just a little bit, okay?
Sorry to interrupt Boy Wonder time.
Boy Wonder? I'm all man, lady.
Rob?
Okay, where was I? That's right. My podcast, Robin, Everyone Loves a Drake. It'll be hosted over at thebatmanuniverse.net. I'll be covering Tim Drake's origin story from the very beginning, starting with Tim's first appearance in Batman 436, also known as Batman Year 3, and hopefully going all the way through the Robin ongoing series, starting with issue 1, going all the way to issue 183. 183 issues? Wow. Well, it's a good thing, because everyone loves the Drake.
You don't like the Drake?
I hate the Drake.
I love the Drake.
How could you not like the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
The Drake is good.
Oh. All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Secret Weapons, number 4, from December 1993. This is our first ever Valiant Comics book.
Oh, that we've done
on the show, which I'm surprised that it's taken us this long to get to a Valiant Comics.
Me too.
Feature. It is, well, it's also because we got that big stack of books from the book fair.
Yes.
And there's a whole mess of Valiant Comics in there. A lot of Archer and Armstrongs. A lot of stuff in there that, you know, a lot of Valiant Comics that I've often passed over the years. Because this is the thing about Valiant Comics for me, is that I've never looked at a Valiant comic and been like, oh my God, that looks awesome, I'm going to read it. Like, it always looks like it's a bunch of like average dudes farting around. Maybe it's because I always see Archer and Armstrong comics, and those are always those are just two dudes wearing, like, one dude's bald and the other dude has a hat. and I don't know what the frig they do, but I don't really care.
Right.
I mean, I know Valiant's got, you know, Exo Manowar, and it's got, you know, Solar, the Man of the Atom, Ninjak. It's got a whole bunch of characters. Turok, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a whole bunch of characters, really, really interesting characters that I probably, if I gave a shot, you know, I would be really interested. It'd be really interesting, but it's hard to, you know, for me to maintain my interest. So.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't read Valiant Comics typically.
Clearly, no.
No.
Neither of us do. But yeah, here we are with a Valiant Comics, and
I would not have bought this.
No.
Under any circumstance, had it not been in a grab bag.
No, that's the thing. There's Valiant Comics, like, up the wazoo in all the boxes that we look at.
Yeah.
Yet, I've never...
They're not still around, right?
No, they are, technically.
Didn't they bring back Exo Manowar recently?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a thing that
Valiant
happened?
Valiant Comics is still, I think, a because what happened was...
Are you sure we've never read Exo Manowar? I feel like we may have read him a couple years ago. Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive. I'm positive this is our first one.
Okay.
Like, there's been, like, some Image comics we've done.
Yes.
But this is our first foray into that. Because Exo Manowar, is, you know, his name has shown up. Like, he's crossover with Iron Man. You know, there's stuff that he's been involved. Like, they've done crossovers before.
Okay.
But with regard to Valiant, like, so at one point, they got acquired by Acclaim, the video game company, to kind of, like, use those properties to maybe create video games.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Turok game. But they had other, you know, games.
You mean the dinosaur one?
Yeah, the Dinosaur Hunter one.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was for N64, probably PlayStation.
Yeah, remember that I used to, I think it was the N64. A friend of mine had it.
Yeah.
And I used to just go over there when I had a really bad day and just play Turok, because you just get to murder dinosaurs.
Pretty much.
It's kind of fun.
Can't think if I've played it before. That was, you know, one of the things they did. And then eventually Acclaim went out of business. I think Acclaim's out of business.
Oh, I don't
know. And then they went back to the reverse, reverted back to whoever, you know, was running Valiant, and they've restarted the comics. Like, so there's, and it's been around for a while, and I know they talk about it. And there's been, like, you know, talk about movie properties and stuff.
Right. Because I know they were, a couple of years ago, there was a big thing where they were going to relaunch all this stuff.
Uh huh. And I think they did.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Again, this is something where, you know, we're so Marvel and DC orientated, so we don't pay attention to some of these other happenings, you know, even though, you know, maybe it's worth our time. I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah.
This is not worth our time.
Well, no. We got this for free, so we're gonna fart around with
it. For like 18 cents or something.
Yeah. So the story, so the cover has a character. Oh, fuck. I just read his thing. What is his name?
Great question. I don't remember.
Stronghold.
Okay.
So, because actually, I did have the information up, you know, so I can know who some of these people are.
Yeah, because we don't know anything about it.
Yeah, so there's Stronghold, who is this big...
He's a guy who can touch things and absorb their mass.
Yeah, he absorbs...
And then he grows bigger.
He grows bigger, and he's on the cover here, and he's absorbed all the mass, and he is shredding out of his outfit, which basically...
Yeah, which I think is actually very funny, because the Hulk, as we know, when he gets big... Everything else rips but his pants.
Yeah.
This guy's not so lucky.
I always remember this, there's this comedian who did a joke about that. Like, I was watching like MTV, like comedy, like 1992. Mm-hmm. And there was this comedian that was like, he's like, you know, the Hulk, his pants rip, but all that's left is that small area around his crotch. It's like, how do we know how big of a man he really is? You know, like, I don't know, there's
jokes.
Probably a better punchline, but so this happens to this guy, though. He looks like basically like if Hank Pym were on Boy Meets World, and he had like basically has like a Hank, like an original Iron, not Iron Man, Giant Man outfit, but with the hair exposed.
Yeah, it's one of those cowls that's got hair. Yeah, it's the total floppy 90s hair. It's one of those cowls that covers his face, but not his hair.
Yeah.
Kind of also has like sunglasses built into it, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like sunglasses. It's baby blue.
Yeah, it's a bunch of weird. It's a bunch of white, yellow.
And then he's literally just busting out of it all over. Like, he's got veins, really gross veins. Like, yeah. It's like John Cena veins. And, like, just busting out everywhere. You can see his butt cheek. He's, like, kind of crouched because it's, like, the cover can't contain him.
Yeah, he's kind of squat.
Yeah. And the way he's drawn, it actually looks like he's shitting out his own leg.
It's true. I think you're not wrong.
Because he really does look like he is shitting out his, would that be his left leg?
Yeah.
And then there's a little tiny guy right down there.
Well, you can see, because so you got Solar, the Man of the Atom.
He's very tiny.
He's there, and he's doing something. And you have, I believe this is Livewire.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this is Geomancer, because that's the group called the Secret Weapons.
Yeah.
Because basically, okay, so here's the premise of the book, is that Secret Weapons is like...
A member of this group called Harbinger.
A Harbinger. So Harbingers are like... Remember how we read that Malibu comic with the Nightman, and there were oh shit, they had a name for them, but
like a group.
Yeah, and they called them a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. And they're like basically like the superhumans of that universe.
Right.
And
that's what this is.
And basically that's what Harbingers are.
Yeah.
You know, but they have a group of like basically this is like the Avengers,
right,
of that, because these are other characters that have their own books or have their own stories, and eventually this team features other, you know, people of that nature.
Sure.
But it's not really like a priority.
Yeah.
Because at least with Valiant, I've always noticed that like the solo titles are always a priority, at least in my mind, because you have Solar, you got Man of War, you got Shadow Man, you got all these different guys.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you know, basically like their team book. And this is also another thing about Valiant, like their colors are always, I always feel like they're always using like this ugly yellow. Like this is a comic. Like the color schemes of these comics are just bleh.
Yeah.
It's
a little mustardy.
Yeah, it's mustard.
Yeah.
Mustard comics. So the story is called Mass Hysteria, and we start off with...
And whatever must have happened last issue. So
yeah.
What is this guy, Solar or whatever?
This is Solar. And he's...
And he is basically in like a red suit with a cowl that goes up over his head, kind of like it's a hood.
You know what he looks like? He looks like, basically, if you've ever seen Solar, he looks like Cyclops.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. And he's got, like, the Cyclops visor.
Yeah.
And he has, like, the nuclear sign.
Because he's a Man of the Atom.
Right there on his chest. And it's just all red.
Yeah.
And he is in some laboratory, the Harbinger Laboratory, but it's in Dallas.
Yeah.
And he is knocking some woman backwards because he can, like, make her levitate.
Yeah.
Some shit has gone down because there's like fire and broken shit.
Mm-hmm.
And these two people who must work there, I'm assuming they're government people,
yeah,
like calling and freaking out, being like, oh my God, he's here. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Then they're filming this on a camera, like a big, like a studio camera. Somebody, I'm assuming it's Solar, says, is that your boss? And then he like turns into a rainbow and goes into the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So then this doctor comes running up to be like, oh my God, did you see that? And they're just like, go away, dumb doctor. Go back to playing with your corpses and your mentally ill patients. You're not supposed to be here. I'm like, but he just saw this whole thing go down.
Yeah.
Why are you treating him like garbage? Whatever. So they send him back to his little like Arkham Asylum-esque basement.
Yeah, for some reason he just lives at... Is this Solar, like, because Solar apparently...
Solar's gone, and he's like, oh, so the Solar went into the phone, but this doctor... For some reason, he's like, he is everywhere. He must be in my mind. He's making me crazy. No, wait, he is making me sane. And this guy's like just going through this thing. So he's like going around and you see like his patients. He's like, is he in you? He's in me. Yeah. He's in everyone. He's like, I know how to fix it. So he goes into where the cadavers are.
Oh, yeah. We got some cadaver action here.
And he's like, I'll fix it.
Well, I want to say real quick. So there's a... They have, for some reason, this cadaver in this morgue room or whatever. There's this statue of the thinker.
Right, and it's just there.
But he's there, but that's where they apparently keep some tools, because you see like a scalpel and a scissors sticking out of the top of its head.
Where? Oh, yeah.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like brains everywhere.
That's like all the way at the ceiling. How do you even reach that stuff?
I don't know. It's very high up. It looks very inconvenient. So this doctor's like, oh my god, I think I'm sane, but you're making me think things, whatever. It's like, I'll find my answers here amongst my drugs and cadavers.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, all right, bro. So he takes he basically iZombies this.
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah.
So he takes a piece of this cadaver brain.
Does he eat it?
Yes. Because it's like, you don't see what he does, but then you see it like... coming out of his mouth.
Oh, he's having a juicy brain.
Yeah. He's like, if I eat this brain, I will like...
That's a weird show.
Yeah. It's basically like iZombie. He's like in, you know, he thinks he's taking on the power by eating the brain. So then we cut to some Harbingers in New York.
Yeah.
In what, Park Slope?
Park Slope, which actually it's from when I lived there for my MTV internship, I was told that was a nice area.
Well, Park Slope's a very nice area now.
That was probably super hip as shit.
Yeah, it's super hip as shit. That's why, but like, there's like a building where like shit's cracking and like it's all crappy. I'm like, you won't find that now.
No.
This is 93. So we have Livewire.
So Livewire's the girl in the... Yeah, she's a...
This
girl.
Is her apartment.
Her apartment.
She just bought.
And this is Geomancer. So Geomancer, Livewire, and this is Stronghold. So they're all there.
Yeah, so they're all there, and he is... they're all renovating her apartment.
Yeah.
And so she like, Stronghold rips out the carpet. She's gonna like pull all the nails together. So she like,
she has magnetic powers.
Yeah, she magnetos them. And Stronghold like rips a wall down.
Yeah, he just kind of grabs a whole wall by like, he just kind of grabs it.
Yeah.
Even though there was like nothing there to grab, he's just like, ah, fuck it, I'll just grab it.
And so then there's a whole pile of like carpet and wood, and he's like, I'll absorb it. And he absorbs it, and then he just like rips all of his clothing.
Yeah.
Because he gets big. And they're like, oh, no, why'd you do that? He was like, oh, I didn't mean to absorb that much or something. Or like, I don't... He's still not sure exactly how much mass he can absorb.
Yeah.
Before he gets, like, ridiculously huge, so...
And it takes him a few hours for it to kind of, like, dissipate.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
make him less huge.
Yeah, so he's, like, really big, and apparently all of his clothes are ripped. So they're like, you stay here in the apartment.
Also, he's got a date.
Yeah, because he's got to get small. I mean, like, he doesn't get huge, but I mean, like, he gets, like...
He gains a little bit of mass.
He gets huge enough that if he were to go outside, people would be like, what the fuck?
He does a little bit. It's like he did
He'd be like an Andre the Giant guy.
Yeah, he goes out and he does a little bit of HGH, you know, and he gets gets a huge... I mean, shit.
He gets shoulder neck.
You're lucky. I mean, shit. I mean, if you did think some of the... This guy would be popular amongst, you know, the athletes of the era.
Yeah.
You know, figure out how to get huge.
He could get huge.
Making gains.
So they're like, you stay here, we're going to go get you some clothes so you can make your date. And then the doctor's like watching.
So there's a doctor like from the Harbinger doctor.
It's the guy who ate the brain.
Oh, is it the brain eater?
It's the brain eater. Don't find that out until the end where he's holding a brain.
Oh, it is the same guy. I didn't put that together.
It took me a while to put. I was like, is this the same guy?
The Dr. Yes. Brain Eater.
It's
nice.
Dr. Brain Eater.
It's my favorite horror movie. Dr. Brain Eater. So he's like kind of like stalking the beef Stronghold, and he's like, oh yeah.
He's like, what up?
He's going on a date, and literally at one point he's watching him walk down the street, and Stronghold's like, doot 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 doot, like you get to see him.
Yeah, he actually says dum dum dee dum
dum dum dee dum,
and this guy's like, what up, Stronghold? And so he goes to this coffee shop or whatever where the waitress works, who's his girlfriend, and he's like, I brought you a flower. And she's like, oh, thanks. And she's like, okay, well, let me go, you know, freshen up and clock out, whatever. Sit here, have your coffee.
Yeah.
And I'll be out in a couple minutes. And he's like, okay, cool.
Is he drinking the coffee here?
Yes.
It looks like he's holding it kind of weird. It looks like he's kind of holding it with his, like, his ring finger.
Yeah, I'm assuming, again, an Andre the Giant, like, trying to hold a regular-sized cup when you are massive. but he's, like, singing again because he's kind of dumb.
He is kind of dumb.
And he looks out the window, and then he turns his head, and the doctor looks at him because the doctor's sitting at the window.
Doctor's having a stalk.
He's stalking this guy.
He's like, can I have a plate of brain, please?
Yeah, and this is not the place they went last issue or last episode where we're talking about the restaurant with all the onions.
Oh, I wish.
This is not the restaurant.
You lucky he didn't, you know, he didn't go there because he would have absorbed all those onion fries. He would have become massive.
Would have been like Bender when he becomes human?
Yes.
And he gets fat?
He kind of looks like him.
He kind of
looks like a little bit like a human Bender.
He really does.
He's got blonde
Actually,
hair,
you're
at least.
Right. He really does. Ooh. 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 Well, why didn't people tell me tasty things tasted so good? So all of a sudden he's like, hey, guy sitting by the window, do I know you? And he's like, oh, you work for Harbinger. Now I'm assuming Harbinger's like top secret or whatever, but apparently not. Because guy's like, yeah, Harbinger, that's cool. I'm a member of Harbinger.
Yeah. See, apparently in the Valiant universe, Harbinger is like, you know, it's a corporation that's been created, but it's kind of evil.
Yeah.
So basically we're going back and forth trying to figure out how to deal with that shit. I am probably way off on all this Valiant stuff,
you
could fill in your own blanks.
Yeah,
when I read about it, that's how I figured it out.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, yeah, so what do you do there? He's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. He's like, that's cool. That's cool. Like, literally just talking business.
And literally he does, what is it, the Princess Bride when they're doing the poison thing?
Oh, yeah, he really
does. He's like, hey, look over. I can't remember the line. He's like, hey, look over there. What? Oh, and then he switches stuff. And he puts
poison in this guy's coffee.
Puts poison in this guy's coffee.
The doctor puts poison in Stronghold's coffee.
And he's like, dirt.
He goes, look, is that your girlfriend? He goes, huh? Oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. And he's like, oh, that's cool. So then,
it's 1993. She'd been like, hey, is that Eddie Vedder?
Sure. And the girlfriend's like, you ready? And he's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Nice talking to you, weird, creepy doctor. And he just like chugs the rest of his coffee and walks out.
And he gets this really creepy panel.
And he's talking to Albert, who I'm assuming is the owner of the brain.
Ooh, Albert.
I'm guessing, right?
That Albert makes sense. The brain.
And he's like, oh, that's cool. So he goes to like grab his jacket and he accidentally absorbs it.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I didn't mean to do that. That's weird. And then they go out and he has like this T-bird.
Yeah.
The sweet car's like, yeah, I got it on my 21st birthday. Isn't it great? And then he absorbs the door. Because he's like, well, we're going to go to dinner at Tavern on the Green. And then we're going to go see Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. We're going to go see Peter Gabriel.
And 93.
Peter Gabriel's doing pretty good in 93.
Dude, I'd still go see Peter Gabriel today.
That was, it wasn't Sledgehammer, obviously. It was, what was that one?
Oh, I don't know.
It was the one about the song Steam.
Yes.
Remember that song?
I
yeah, so I think that was around that time.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd go see Peter Gabriel now.
Yeah, I'd fuck with Peter Gabriel. I'd fuck with Peter Gabriel 93.
Yeah, sure. I'd fuck with Peter Gabriel now. Why not?
Fuck yeah.
So he's like, oh, I gotta go home. And she's like, oh, you're presumptive.
Maybe later.
He's like, no, really, I gotta go home. And he shoves her out of the car.
Oh, that's what he does.
He just shoves her out of the car and he peels out, just leaves her.
He goes, my microwave was on, leaves.
Yeah, I mean, and she's like, what the fuck, man? And he's just like, oh my god, I could have absorbed her. This is terrible. And then he absorbs his car.
He absorbs a car while driving it.
Which is kind of fun.
It's pretty funny.
And he's like, oh no, and his clothes are just shredding. And so we cut back to Livewire and Geomancer. They're eating popcorn and watching TV.
They're watching The Amazing Colossal Man.
And they're like, man, wouldn't Storm... What's his name again?
Stronghold?
Stronghold. I was like, Stormhold? No. Stronghold would love this show.
Yeah.
And then he shows up at the apartment. They let him in and he's big. And so he like comes in and he starts absorbing everything. He absorbs the TV. He absorbs the whole front of the building, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing also, too, about Valiant Comics. There's, like, a lot of in-house ads.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. He absorbs the whole front of the building and punches through the ceiling into the apartment above.
Ruins her apartment.
And the foot goes through the floor. And so they're like, oh, my God, we got to get you out of here because you're going to bring this whole building down.
I don't know how he would get out at this point, because he's
he absorbed the whole front of the building. Oh, so now there's just a whole fucking hole, and he can just jump right out.
This is a terrifying situation.
It really is. It's upsetting.
Because you have, like, you're a superhero that can absorb mass, but then, like, you don't really know how to control it, or something's causing you to go get all fucked up. So now you're running wild through the streets, just accidentally absorbing things and just ripping apart. Like, he's ripping apart this building. That sucks.
Yeah, because you just can't control
it. That's how I feel like if like all of a sudden I learned how to absorb mass, like if that was my
power.
Oh my
God, what a disaster.
It would just be, and first of all, I mean, I don't understand, like, why does he have, by absorbing mass, does he also get like sweet abs and shit? Or how come he just...
I think he already has sweet abs. I think his body just grows.
Okay. So that would just continue to grow to be the same gelatinous man.
Yeah, I think his body just maintains the same proportions and same structure, it just gets bigger.
Right.
So he, like, they're like, oh my God, come on, we gotta go in the park. And he's basically like, all he has is like a thong on.
Yeah, he's got a jean thong on.
And then we go into the park and we're just like, hey, this book need, you know what this book needs? The threat of rape.
Yeah.
Cause here's this girl just walking through the park and they're like, here's some street toughs. They're gonna rape her. And you're like, oh, maybe we didn't need that. We could have just needed, you know, it's terrifying enough to have giant man. We don't need this. But he, like, literally just comes up over the tree line because he's so big at this point. And everybody's like, what? And he, like, kicks these
kids.
Does
he kick them? Cause,
I don't know. It says punt. I'm assuming the bodies are flying.
Yeah, so those people are dead.
Oh, absolutely.
Those people just, but that, those guys are dead.
Those guys are 100% dead right now.
Because somehow, like, yeah, it's in the middle of the night and nobody realizes this giant man. I mean, granted, I guess it must be late enough at night where this is happening. Or maybe it's not, because it's like, you know, he went on a date. Like,
right, he just picked her up.
Just picked her
up.
And
they were going to go to a concert. I'm assuming doors were probably at like 8.
Peter Steele, the opening band is there, you know, probably some fucking...
For Peter Gabriel.
Dramarama or something.
Sure.
And...
So, I mean, it's got to be pretty early. We're talking it's probably around like 8 o'clock at night.
Well, Yeah, so we're you know, and so he... And thankfully, though, like... Geomancer and Live... Is it Livewire?
I don't know what her name is. It doesn't matter.
She uses the guy... Because she stops this attack using this guy's chain after his friends are punted. So he helps stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But then this huge naked man is just running around.
Yeah, because he's like to the point where... Because she's like, oh my God, are you okay, to this girl? And she's like, I have to leave. Like, I can't believe any of this is happening right now.
Yeah.
I was almost horribly raped, and now there's a giant man wandering around who just booted my attackers, like, into the sun.
That's a terrible evening.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's really upsetting. So, but he's completely naked, so he's, like, holding a bus in front of his privates.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, here's a place you can hide. And she's like, you got to go in the East River. And he's like, you want me to actually, like, go in there? That's disgusting. And she's like, well, you got to go in there because where else are you going to hide?
But I'm surprised he just didn't absorb all the water. Because, I mean,
well, I think he starts absorbing stuff because he gets even bigger.
Yeah.
So he goes in the East River and she's like, stop touching stuff. I don't really think he has a choice. Like, what if he's just, like, walking? I'm sure there's garbage all over the bottom of that river.
Yeah.
Right? Or like a fish swims by.
Oh, he's absorbing fish.
He's like an Aquaman.
Oh, no, he absorbed Aquaman.
Jason Momoa, come back.
Jason Momoa. There's just like a super cut of Jason Momoa being like, yo, bro, I'm going to do a backflip into the water. And then he does.
He just gets
absorbed by this guy's crotch.
Well, luckily, it's not like horrifying where like all the stuff he absorbs is like sticking out of him.
Yeah. He just absorbs, like, yeah, oh God.
That would be even worse. Wouldn't that be disgusting?
He just has a car sticking out of him. Really? He's like, oh.
It would just be like if you just covered things in silly putty. So at least
he just has all these like benches and...
So you just see Jason Momoa like broken and sticking out of him, like,
he's like, bro, help me
like
out.
Like in Bright.
Yeah.
Where that girl's like half in a wall.
Ew.
Yeah, that's really, really gross.
Oh man. You know, stay class. Thanks for being respectful there, Valiant Comics. Yeah. You know, I gotta say, there is some crazy shit going on in this book, but it's not like, oh fuck, this is horrifying.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, the idea is horrifying.
Well, the idea that he punted those dudes, like those dudes, I mean, yeah.
I mean, they deserved it
because they're shitty, but those bodies definitely landed somewhere where That's they the were not people. Somebody was not expecting.
Right, you were probably they were just like do walking, and some dude just came down from the heavens and like fucking died a horrible death on a picnic table.
Or they got impaled on something. Or there's something going on where like,
into somebody's car.
Yeah, like you're coming out in the morning and you're like, you know, because now like SVU needs to figure this shit out.
Yeah, how this IC guy needs to be like,
you telling me that some giant man punted another man into this car,
and that's all he had. They only give him like one line an episode, and that's it. And then Ice-T can leave.
Yeah, Ice-T made his money, and then they solved it.
Yeah,
and that was it. But
so he's now out kind of in the ocean-ish area.
Yeah,
and he is huge. I mean, they're saying like he must weigh like how many millions of tons, like 10 million tons or something.
He's out by like Long Island.
Yeah. And so don't like, they say like he weighs like 10 million tons or something?
A few million tons. That's really big. And you know what?
It's huge.
If he weighs that much, like he probably should be like crushing through the earth.
Well, that's why the only place you can put him is in the water.
Right. But I mean, he could still go through the ocean floor.
He would probably collapse. Like gravity would crush him.
Right. He should be going through the ocean floor now and just absorbing the entire earth.
Mm-hmm.
So as this is happening, like he's just laying there, like,
like in the water.
In the water,
and he's all gold now too, which is
weird. Because it's like he's keeps like when he absorbs stuff, there's like a gold glow or something. So like he just keeps doing it. It looks like he's burping it here.
Yeah, and they're like, he's gonna be like a balloon, and if he absorbs anymore, he's going to explode.
Right. And so thankfully, our friend and I, apparently, I'm assuming member of Secret Weapons, Solar shows back up, and he's like, "Hey, I'm the man of the atom, so like,
don't worry about it.
I'm gonna like,
I got this shit.
I'm gonna take care of this shit." He's just laying there, and you know, Stronghold's like, "Am I dying?"
And the answer is yes.
I think this would be me.
Yeah,
I would just be like, "Ah!" He'd be like, "Sean, you're huge." I'm like, "I know. Stop. Ah! No."
And the answer is yes. You are dying. So Solar's like, hang on just a little bit more. And so he like touches him and converts that absorbing all the stuff he's absorbed, like the mass, into energy.
Yeah.
And he just shoots it into space.
Nice.
Because they're like, where is it going to go? And he's like, I know, space.
Yeah, fuck it. Throw it in space.
Which is basically like the comic book dumping ground.
Did you notice
If you don't know where you want to put shit, put it in space.
Did you notice, actually, real quick, in Infinity War? So, like, okay, they did this a lot in these other movies, in other Marvel movies, where they'd be like, here's the location. They just show you locations, like Moscow or London. And at one point, they're in, they show the Guardians, it just says, space.
Space.
So he's throwing it into space, too.
I mean, that's comic book dumping ground, space.
Yeah. So
he shoots all this shit into space.
Yeah.
And then we get from Stronghold's perspective, like everybody coming into focus.
Yeah.
Because they're, and he's like, oh man, I'm coming too. And he's a normal size again. And then they have this drawing of him like from behind.
Yeah.
Where he looks like a Ken doll with like a booty.
Yeah. He's got a great ass.
Look at that ass.
He's got great Harbinger ass.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, you're alive. And he's like, man, thanks, Solar. That's so great.
So, and then as that's happening, Solar's like, look, you had, like, drugs in you, so, like, I shot them out into space.
Yeah, he's like, I don't do drugs, and he's like,
of course.
He's like, it was that doctor I must have saw at the cafe. He must have put something in my coffee.
Dr. Brain Eater. He's like, we gotta find Dr. Brain Eater.
Yeah.
And Dr. Brain Eater's like, you think you may, you know, he's hot, and so he's still there, but he's been following this, so he's just standing behind a rock, just kind of paying attention, and they're like, you think you've won? Well, the Harbingers.
Well, because what happens is he's like, he saw this whole thing go down, and then he like sees how the media had covered it. Instead of being, oh my God, the Harbingers, we have to stop them, people are like, it was just a machine, you know, pitching an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, or it was just like a fucking lie. Nobody believed it, like that sort of stuff.
This is how you promote. Wait, that's how you promote.
Well, that's what they're.
I know what they say.
I know, but that's what he says, and so he gets all pissed because he's like, nobody believes me. He's like, screw you, brain. Like, and he's holding the brain he was eating because he was cutting pieces of it. He's like, screw you, brain.
Oh man, I bet he does it to all of his food.
This is like Homer.
Stan, we're all going to be mad at you.
Yeah, or like when his brain is like, shut up, brain. Like when his brain's trying to tell him stuff.
The liver, no. Punch. I bet this guy yells at his other friend. He just picks up, like, goes to like
Chipotle,
and he's just like, fuck you, burrito.
You don't know anything, burrito.
This burrito, like, he's yelling at his food again. This guy's weird. No wonder he's in the.
It's the guy who yells at his food. Like, I helped him last time. You help him. I don't want to help him. He's always yelling at something. Last time was the beans.
I've yelled at Arby's a few times. Actually, no, I haven't. I don't go to Arby's.
No, but if you did,
it's time to start coming clean. I don't go to Arby's regularly.
I think you would yell at Arby's, but it would be after you ate the Arby's.
Yeah.
Because then you would be so sick.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a scenario I could see myself going to.
Yeah.
Usually if I'm talking to food, I'm like, oh, Jersey Mike's, you're the best.
I know, you and your Jersey Mike.
having a yelly eat.
You love your Jersey Mike's.
So, but yeah, I also like this idea that they decided that the media has decided that it was not only a mechanical man,
but it was a movie.
But it was
promotion.
A movie promotion, which for so we're 91, 93.
Yeah.
So, Last Action Hero.
Sure, why not?
We're promoting here.
Well, why would it be a naked Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, unless you're promoting another Terminator.
I am naked. My wow. Giant penis is going to promote my new film. Jingle all the way.
That gives that movie a whole different meaning.
Jingle all the way.
Jingling all the way.
Jingle all the way to my giant penis.
Gross.
Which is promoting this movie.
Ew.
The Last Action Hero is a important movie about my giant penis. Buzz. We will create shitty video games, NES games for this movie. It's a better promotion instead of a giant man in the ocean. Come see my movie.
It's a really good Arnold bit.
I'm actually pretty impressed with it. I feel like I'm not doing a terrible Arnold.
No, it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
It's not the best Arnold.
No, but it's not the worst.
Get to the giant man.
Good lord.
Get him to a chopper.
I knew it was coming.
I was trying to figure a way to work that in.
I know. I'm very proud.
I did it. Hasta la vista, giant man in water.
Well, that's kind of what this doctor does. He's like, hasta la vista, brain.
He throws it.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you, brain. I have my own plan. I'm like, how do you explain that? Like, somebody just...
Oh, that was your lunch.
But somebody's like walking around and they find a human brain and just like, how do you explain that?
Yeah, that would suck if you worked in that place and you're just like, oh, I gotta go to work. Ew, somebody threw a brain.
Then you have to call the cops and you have to be like, so I was walking down the street and I just happened upon a human brain.
Oh, wait, does he do this on the street?
I don't know where he is.
I think he's in, like, you can't really tell where he is. But I
can't tell. But he just, like, throws the brain.
He's in I think he leaves his lair because he's outside. Now he's outside in an alley, but, like, cause you can't really tell where he's...
I know. I can't tell where he threw the
where
brain.
Where is that? He just throws a brain.
Yeah, because how do you explain that?
He's like, fuck you, brain.
Do you think the cops are going to believe you when you're like, I just stumbled upon a brain?
That is a CSI episode.
Right?
Ooh, a Forensic Files. I like that.
Or a Forensic Files.
There's somebody who's like, well, I heard this guy, he was eating a brain for lunch, and then he threw it. But,
yeah.
You know, interesting. I'd like to know more about this guy's diet.
I mean, I think you just watch iZombie, and that'll tell you.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it.
That's how the book ends.
Yeah.
We don't know really know what's coming up next issue.
No, it doesn't give us a, you know, next issue, blah, blah, blah.
At least I don't see anything here. Here we go. Secret Weapons. This is number 5, so it's number 4. So number 5, we have another, we have Ninjax going to be in here, and here's our beefy buddy, and there's the girl, and there's Geomancer, and they're beating up on ninjas.
Okay.
Apparently.
That doesn't help me with the brain.
Well, we're going to find out more. He's got to, because he says, forget it, Albert. I got a plan of my own. So maybe next episode, actually, we'll.
It's ninjas?
He's like, I'm gonna have ninjas for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's going to eat a ninja.
I'm going to eat a ninja.
That's a good idea.
But unfortunately.
He's varying his diet. He's like, I'm tired of this regular brain. Now I want to eat an entire person.
But what's going
to
happen is the ninjas are going to attack these people, and the media is going to cover, and they're going to be like, that was just a promotion for a new Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah.
And he's going to get mad.
He's going to get mad.
He's going to throw a ninja.
He's going to throw a ninja.
That's how every issue of this series ends.
You know what? I think that's correct.
I'm not gonna
actually look that up to disprove it.
He thinks of something.
That's a fact now.
He puts it into action. Somebody mistakes it as a movie promotion, and then he throws that thing against the wall.
Yeah, that sounds right.
and then he swears that thing or whatever. Yeah. That's how it ends.
He's going to do Cowboys. He's going to throw Cowboy against a wall.
Well, what movie are you going to promote? Ooh, Tombstone?
Yeah, he's going to be promoting Tombstone.
Or Wyatt Earp?
Yep, that sounds right. Or anything with Jeff Bridges in it.
What, in 93, though? He wasn't crazy Jeff Bridges then.
That's true.
We got to think of Jurassic Park, so maybe he throws a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, so maybe he unleashes
the
dinosaurs and their DNA. I'm
trying to think of some good 93 movies.
Do you think he would just throw DNA, or is he throwing a dinosaur?
Dinosaur. It's like, fuck you, dinosaur.
And just throws it.
I was eating you for lunch.
What else was coming out around then?
I don't care. Remember really, 90, like,
I don't know. What about the Ninja Turtles? When did that come out?
We were already at Turtles 3, so maybe he's throwing Turtles.
He might. Ooh, Turtles dressed as samurai? Because what? Don't they go back in
time?
Yeah,
that was number 3, yeah.
Yeah, so he's throwing a turtle dressed as a samurai.
Oh, he's throwing those Playmate action figures.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I just think an actual turtle dressed as a samurai.
Oh.
No, like a ninja turtle.
Oh. Oh, poor turtles. I feel bad for those turtles.
Now I made Sean feel bad.
Oh. Yeah, I like where this is headed. I like this is a good comic. Ooh, and we get a little thing here about San Diego Comic Convention 1993.
Oh, man.
Back in the day when it was just the dealers and a bunch of dudes. You see a bunch of pictures here of some dudes. There's a live performance of some sort. That's how it was back. Except back in the 90s, yeah, you could just like pull out a guitar and just.
Maybe that guy is from the future and he's cosplaying as Elias.
Ooh, yeah, yes. Elias from the future. No, apparently Valiant had a good time. They gave out a bunch of books to people dressed as Valiant characters. There's a trivia contest.
Uh-huh.
And then they got to go look at the Upper Deck Card Factory, which apparently is in that area. Mm-hmm. And there was a small closing management party featuring Otis Day and the Knights of Animal House fame.
Oh, my.
Valiant and Geffen Records also held a drawing for a signed Aerosmith CD.
Because
93, we were Aerosmith crazy.
Oh, yes,
we
were.
You want that Get a Grip. You gotta get to that party.
It was a big deal back then.
Yeah, also, yeah, there's other shows. Yeah, Rye and the Future Force, Bloodshot. I have a Bloodshot.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten to yet. Dr. Mirage, The Hard Corpse, Eternal Warrior. Yeah, there's a shit ton of Magnus the Robot Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. A lot of stuff that I feel like maybe might have been worth our time. I don't know.
Sure.
I feel bad because I kind of feel like I should be more open to reading these, but I just, I can't. Get into it. Because you know what it is? Because every time they're always throwing around, I'm always seeing fucking Archer and Armstrong. So I'm like, get those out of my way.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I don't care about that guy in his stupid newsy hat.
No, nobody does.
Would you want to read the next issue of Secret Weapons?
No.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Maybe I'll have to see if we may have a few other marks.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was a coherent story.
It was silly.
It was silly, but I mean, it wasn't like, wait,
not a lot of
what?
Superhero business going on.
Yeah. It wasn't like, wait, what's going on? Who's that guy? It was a coherent, like, this thing happened and this thing happened and this thing happened.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, good for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably won't. Yeah, I'll probably
I'm
pass
still
on
not going to read it, the next issue.
No. Yeah, I'm not. I have to find another more Valiant comics to kind of see if I'm into them.
Yeah.
From the 90s. I don't know. Maybe I should read an Archer Armstrong. Maybe I'll like
maybe,
it.
Maybe. Maybe I'll like it.
Maybe I'll like it. Well, that's it for this week's show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Email us, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, go on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get this podcast, and you can rate, review, and subscribe to your platform of choice. If you're on Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. That would be much appreciated. And also check out I Could Talk Kayfabe with myself and Joe Todaro. We haven't released a new episode in a while. Joe's been moving, and you know we're trying to get back together and do some more episodes, but we'll get there. So hang around for that. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye.